Joining us from Gas Buddy is their head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Well, Patrick, Tuesday, not a fun day for people who are out driving around and got the news that, you know, gas prices were going to go up. Some places now selling it for as much as $3.25 a gallon. Do you have any insights into why prices across Indiana decided to go up on Tuesday?
Well, it was another price cycle. After about 2 weeks of declining, Indianapolis prices jumped up following the price of oil, which yesterday morning at one point hit $77 a barrel. No doubt some of the stations or analysts who look at the price of oil likely were spooked a bit, and that sent prices up across Indianapolis to $3.25 a gallon yesterday afternoon. The average now in Indianapolis, $3.15. After jumping up, and I'm sure that average price will continue to go up. The national average now at $3.14 a gallon, likely pushed up in part because of the big hike not only seen in Indianapolis, but across the state of Indiana.
And also people in northwest Indiana, though, paying even more than that, it appears.
Yeah, that's right. Though they bit a bit of a bullet, prices in northwest Indiana tend to go up quite a bit more than, say, Indianapolis. They only went up 4 cents more, and given the distinct difference in blend between northwest Indiana and the rest of the state, northwest Indiana kind of lucked out. They probably should have gone up to, say, $3.35 a gallon or so.
You said earlier this week that with imbalances in supply and demand continuing, that is probably going to be a big reason for prices to go up. For the average person who might not understand what exactly that means, what do you mean by imbalances between supply and demand?
Well, demand remains high, supply remains low. In fact, over the weekend, as we're celebrating July 4, OPEC was gathering to decide if they would increase oil production for the month of August. As you may have heard, the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia got into a little bit of a rift, which involved the UAE walking out on a meeting. Nothing was decided as a result of that kind of argument, if you will. Oil production volumes not yet scheduled to increase for August, and that pushed oil prices up to $77 a barrel, the highest in 6 years now, before yesterday they retreated later in the day. This morning we are looking at oil prices about $74 a barrel. Things are heating up. Interestingly enough, the White House, when asked about gas prices, said they're constantly monitoring gas prices. President Biden hinted at diplomacy amongst OPEC members, saying that they need to increase production.
Yeah, so when you say they walked out on a meeting, when do you think their next meeting is, as opposed, when they could possibly work this out, or can they work this out?
I'm sure they can work it out. This is a little rift. The UAE is upset at basically something that's rather small, that is the benchmark, the foundation that OPEC used to determine how much the UAE can produce based on their agreements, is several years old. And the UAE has spent billions of dollars to increase oil production, and they're upset that that baseline is not a current baseline. That is, they were producing lower volumes years ago. The UAE wants to produce more, a higher percent of OPEC's total production, and Saudi Arabia so far saying no way, Jose. So at least for now, it's a small disagreement that I think the market is overblown a bit. But be that as it may, a disagreement nonetheless is worrisome because now it shows that OPEC is not agreed on any increase in production at a time that the global market badly needs more oil.
So what do you think people should do if you're somebody out there deciding when to fill up, where to fill up, what your tank is saying? What advice would you give to people out there right now?
Well, if you're on E, if you can find a station that's selling under $3 a gallon, fill it up. If you can't and you need fuel, only put in a few gallons. Prices, as they always do, will start inching down after yesterday's spike. Some stations that are under $3 may go up as well. So, again, if you need fuel, try to find it under $3. Those stations may be going up, whereas in the days ahead, the stations that are already $3.25 likely will start inching back down.
All right. That's pretty much all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of.
All right. He's Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, John.